my question about some success stories, but what about people who maybe are going about it the wrong way with trying to go green? It sounds like, you know, buying carbon offsets and things like that aren't necessarily a good thing, but I don't really know, I suppose. So I'm wondering if anything's just, any stories you know that have not gone as planned.
So as Brad said, if you were to continually look at, monitor, manage your energy within your data center, it doesn't necessarily require the purchase of high-end software tools, though if you have the resources for that, those are good things. Much of the improvements can be made from some of the basics. How have you laid out your data center? Are you capturing your air? Are you using air containment? Are you using free air economization wherever you can? How about waterside economization wherever you can? Are you managing your energy to ensure that the units of energy that are required for your IT infrastructure is available where you need it at the time you need it if you're employing a virtualization architecture? There, and the Green Grid has many of these tips on our website and in the online tools that help folks start to take a look at their data center, quantify where they are, and then compare themselves to others so that they're in a position for that self-improvement. One recent addition to the data center portfolio on the Green Grid's website is the data center maturity model. The data center maturity model is personified in an online tool that allows any data center owner operator of any size to go in and enter their relative maturity across two tiers, their IT and their facilities. Now, the IT and facilities folks are equipped to be able to have conversations with their C-suite as to what the expected return could be. So, for example, if they want to meet with their chief financial officer, they're in a position to be able to quantify what types of improvement investments would offer what types of return. They're also equipped to be able to quantify in a very simple, illustrative manner when they meet with their chief sustainability officers to be able to illustrate what kind of improvements they can facilitate by investing in certain areas against their own maturity model to improve their environmental or environmental sustainability targets. But again, measured against what their objectives are. It's one of those resources that's very quickly beginning to help people make, again, these leapfrog improvements for both the economic as well as the environmental opportunity.
The last question I have for you is, do you have any trends or anything on the horizon for data center energy and resource efficiency?
So what's the trend? If you were to look at trends from a global perspective, the demand for energy-efficient computing across all industry sectors is accelerating on a near vertical scale. Why? Because it's been proven that investing in energy-effective IT helps to improve productivity and lessen environmental impact across all industries. As a result of that, it's a win-win, and pretty much in every industry, these investments are taking place, which does increase initial demand. The other trend that's happening is because of such an intense focus over the past 6 to 7 years of the IT community looking at itself and looking for ways to improve, there have been dramatic improvements made in improving resource efficiency, which you can quantify with PUE, WUE, CUE, and the data center maturity model. So what's the trend? Yes, demand continues to accelerate. Simultaneously, the industry has been trying to stay ahead of that curve wherever possible and offer not only methods for self-improvement, but for global collaborative improvement. So from a trends perspective, Aaron, those two things continue. What are some of the new things that the industry is looking at as ways to further accelerate that improvement? There are a number of them. One of them that has really started to emerge are the efficiencies of software. What are the efficiencies of software in terms of as application software is being developed, where if you take into consideration the energy use to the functionality of the software, there are adjustments that can be made in the developers community to increase the effectiveness of the software application while either laying flat or reducing the energy required to do so. There are many efforts underway to hone in on that area. You also have the opportunity of efficiency by software. So how is it that by using software platforms that are designed to best manage every unit of energy to productive output, and there's many case studies to support this, that you can increase your energy effectiveness, reducing the energy impact? Within the data center community, there's been terrific advancements in DCIM-type platforms. And those advancements are already demonstrating improvements in the energy effectiveness. But why stop there? How else can software be used to further accelerate energy effectiveness? And there are efforts there as well. So it's making software itself more energy effective, and then how is it by using software do we help an industry become more energy effective?
Excellent. Well, John, thank you so much for joining me today on the podcast.
Sure thing.
Do you have any last bits of advice before we go?
I guess it's go out and measure, compare for your own self-improvement, and then be willing to share what you learn yourselves in this global community of collaboration. I'd recommend folks participate within the Green Grid and other similar organizations, because the industry truly is making these leapfrog advancements.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We'll be right back.